Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and this show we're going to discuss wired or wireless. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I have done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So, when we're talking about the difference between wireless and wired, why do we set up a wireless network? Well, let's look at some of the different concepts behind wireless networking. Wireless networking, we usually use it when organizations can instantly network an entire building, such as meeting rooms, common areas, and courtyards. One of the things that we don't have to do is we don't have to put down a wire. So as long as we have a good wireless access point, which is our WAP, we'll be able to provide an infrastructure very quickly. So that's one of the reasons of using wireless. Now, why would we use a wired network? Well, when you think about with a wireless, what are some of the things that we have? Well, we have electromagnetic interference. Electromagnetic interference could be anything from cordless phones to other network devices that we have, that like satellite TV, any other different things. Also, when you think about wireless, one of the things that can stop a wireless connection is the walls, depending on how the walls are built. So these are some of the things that you need to keep in mind when you're setting up a wireless. Also, with a wired network, do you think it's more secure? Well, it can be, because number of wireless, what happens is, depending on which type of authentication protocol that we use, it could be wide open. But wireless networks, a lot of times we're going to set them up for business travelers. Like right now, I'm in a hotel and I'm speaking to you, and how am I able to communicate with the rest of the world is through wireless, because there's a wireless access point. Home networks are also set up with wireless. At my home office, I have wireless set up for my laptops, but I also have wired too, because wired is going to give us a faster speed, because we can go up to gigabit per second, where the top speed is 54 megabits per second when we get into the class G. But we do have the class N, and that is a little bit faster. So when we look at wireless networks, also mobile computers are going to be in there also. But there's some problems with wireless networks. Like I said, physical connection, attackers can connect to wireless outside your facility. Most wireless access points use neither authentication nor encryption. WEP and WPA are vulnerable to cracking attacks. So right there, those are some of the low points of using wireless. I'll give you an example. I had a friend that he used to do consulting for different companies. And what he would do is he would take his laptop, sit outside of the company. He knew that their wireless was wide open, and just use the internet from out there. So somebody who's savvy enough can go in, and they can actually break into your network very easy. And a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll put up their Linksys router. Did you know that the Linksys router, all you do is put username with nothing in it, and then admin is the password, and you can get right into the actual router, and then you can play havoc on the rest of their network. And there's so much information about the different wireless network or wireless routers. If you don't have them secured enough, you can break into them very easily. So when we look at the wireless standards, we have 802.11b. It's the most common wireless network type, 11 megabits per second, but it really only gives you 3 to 4 megabits per second actual. Now, 802.11g, it just came out a couple years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. That was 54 megabits per second. 10 to 15 is the actual megabits per second, and there's two modes. You have mixed and 802.11g only. And then now we have the 802.11n, which 11n boasts speeds of 100 megabits per second. So we're getting close to our LAN speed. So actually, it's 250 megabits per second, 802.11n. It has backwards compatibility with 802.11b and 802.11g. And 802.11a is 5.4 gigahertz and largely abandoned. So when we look at the wireless security standards, the common wireless security standards, there's no security, easy access, have to acknowledge an agreement. So that's an example. When you're in a hotel room, a lot of times when you log into their wireless, they have a little page that you have to agree to. And it's just saying that you won't hack into other networks and other things like that. So there's no security there, though. Then you have wired equivalent protection, which is WEP, the 64-bit and 128-bit encryption, original security standard, weakness in cryptography design, free tools that can be used to crack the key, and can stop casual users, though. So an individual that doesn't know what they're doing, of course, they can stop them from breaking in. Now, the other one is why protected access, or WPA, wireless authentication encryption. It has stronger than WEP, depending on the configuration. No, but it's not universally accepted. Then we have the wireless. Also, the wireless devices need to be upgraded to support WPA. We have WPA pre-shared key. Now, what this is that we have a static key that's similar to WEP. Static keys are extremely difficult to manage in the enterprise environment, though. This is more for your home environment. Then we have WPA EAP, which is Extensible Authentication Protocol. And this passes authentication requests to a back-end server. That way, it makes it more secure. Now, when we look at the way that we connect to wireless, there's two different ways that we do it. We can either do it through an infrastructure, which is a central hub to the wireless clients, and all communications travel to and from a wireless access point. And then we have an ad hoc, which you have two or more wireless clients without using the wireless point, access point. So you could actually have two individuals communicating together on a wireless network, sharing information. So that's known as ad hoc. Infrastructure is usually what we have, where we want to have some type of central control. Now, when we're troubleshooting wireless, here are some of the different tips. Inability to connect, possible causes, incorrect or incompatible wireless network configuration. What you can do here is just verify the configuration. User error is a common source. Wireless network name is not visible, same thing. Verify the connection. The WAP and wireless NIC are not using the same 802.11 standard. That's usually just a misconfigured NIC card, wireless NIC. Radio frequency interface, interference. Review the wireless network environment and network topology. See if you have anything that could be blocking it. Improper functioning wireless adapter outdated. What you need to do here is obtain and install the most recent version of the driver. Intermittent connectivity, where you keep on having drops. Well, there could be improper functions on the WAP. So what you need to do is obtain and install the latest version. Incorrect, missing, stale, visible networks. Well, here, improperly functioning radio equipment. And here again, what you need to do is contact the manufacturer, get an update for your drivers and so forth. Manufacturing malfunctioning wireless NIC driver cannot detect and register networks. Well, what we need to do is run the repair tool on the wireless NIC. What it'll do is release and renew, and it'll also reset that NIC card for us. So let's talk about best practices for wireless networks, and then we're pretty much done with this broadcast. You want to sign a short DHCP lease duration. Usually what you want is you're going to have it about one day. That way, after that one day, they lose that IP address and they have to be reassigned an IP address through DHCP. Create universal groups and Active Directory for users and computers with wireless access. And you can then create a wireless group policy in the group policy. Because you have wired and wireless, and you have the ability of selecting which operating system that you're dealing with, XP or Vista, which Vista will apply to Windows 7 also. Do not use MAC filtering. This is high maintenance. Well, MAC filtering, what it will do is actually it will help protect your environment, but it also requires a lot of administration. Requires strong passwords when using Microsoft Secure Password Authentication. That means using either passphrases, which I did a broadcast. Check out my broadcasts on passwords and creating secure passwords. And use user computer wireless authentication whenever possible. So those are best practices for wireless networks. So thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the Google box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the Google website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the Google box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day. Bye-bye for now.